Any public comments on the agenda item? I guess we'll need the approval of minutes, January 22nd, 25 meeting.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? Discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion carries. Unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business? I think we do. So we'll move on to new business, which is meet with Charlie.
So, how do you want to begin?
What's your suggestion for getting people, number one, interested, and number two, responsive?
And informed.
And informed.
One way to start, it seems like a very Facebook-friendly community here. So I think starting a survey, perhaps a Survey Monkey survey, and posting it on, I mean, the city doesn't have a Facebook site, right?
We do not.
But we could put something on the Stillwater County News site and see what kind of traction we get from people. You already have a survey out, is that correct? Of some sort, or?
No.
No, not yet.
We have one that I sent you guys to kind of, you know, like we could use as a survey.
Yep.
But we haven't.
Right. You started like a survey template, essentially?
Basically, it's ideas for
probably
survey
too
questions.
Long
probably. I would say it's probably
like a Facebook thing, probably.
I would think you could do it probably in about 5 or 10 questions at the most.
I would agree.
That we could come up with something and meaning could be pretty basic deals. Like, dislike the current form of government.
Do you want it then to have an opportunity to write in it, or more like multiple choice?
I would think mostly multiple choice.
It would be nice to have one place at least they could comment, though, because, I mean, we know that they voted for us to do this, so I'm like, somebody has to have some reason, unless they just don't understand what they were voting
they
for.
They didn't. I promise they didn't.
But it's weird that they voted for the city to have the study, but not the county.
But you've got different electorate, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to resend that survey out to you, and you can maybe...
I've got it still, so...
You want to just look at it?
I'll look at it and maybe...
Condense it?
Condense it. I'll work on that next week when I'll...
Send it to Charlie or whatever,
in the airport.
Yeah, if you want to send it to me, that'd be great.
Okay.
Do you want everybody to look at it before?
Yeah, I'd probably send it to everybody.
Okay.
Before we get it official, just to see.
We don't have to meet again. We could make our input on to whatever you come up with.
Can we do that legally?
Don't know.
Don't reply all. I mean...
Yeah, you'd basically...
I don't know if we can do email meetings, can we?
We can't do an email meeting, but we can. I can send the questions I came up with to Cherie. She could email it to you two. You guys could
respond
back
to me and
separately.
Say yes, as long as you...
And say,
every time I send stuff to you guys, I blind CC you guys on. Mm-hmm. So you guys are all in the same email.
Yep.
But then when you reply to me, you're only replying to me, so it doesn't create
then
a
it
quorum,
doesn't, yeah.
So it's fine.
Because it only takes two to make a quorum, so that's...
Right.
So we're in violation every time those guys go home together.
Technically.
They don't talk about it.
Because I'm not real sure, weren't there some questions on those courses that we did, too?
I think
there's
a...
There was some...
There is.
I think in that... Extras, right?
Yeah.
And the resources.
I think that's
us.
Where I pulled that survey from.
Probably.
And then catered it to the city of Columbus, like changed the name and, And then I send it to you guys. So.
So would the survey be in lieu of interviewing city employees? Do you think?
I think it'd be separate because the city employees would be different. Isn't that more for us to understanding how the government works? And right, I mean that's part of our duty in the report is to show. I don't know how things are set up and how the employees think they're working.
Are you thinking of pulling them in one at a time at these meetings, interviewing department heads?
Probably just department heads, right?
I don't know. I could see doing the council members separately too. I mean, I don't have any either separately or as a council other than that's a quorum. Probably be better to do it separately.
And it could be one of those things where we just send them a survey and ask them to fill it out and return
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that'd probably be the easiest.
You know?
Will they return it, do you think? I guess if they care.
Well, they can, yeah. They don't have to.
If they don't have anything to say, maybe it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not required, but we could highly suggest to them.
Do we need to do each of these things separate motions, or is it going to just all kind of go together?
I mean,
we could do them as one, I would think, because they're all concerning surveys.
Mm-hmm. So if we send the survey on email with the county or the city with your newspaper, there's only a certain, do we have, we wouldn't get all the residents of the city, right? Because we wouldn't. You wouldn't have emails.
You're going to post it on
right,
Facebook.
Right. I mean, it'd only be, we have like 8,000 followers, and I couldn't tell you who all they are. You know,
okay.
It would just be a way of getting the word out.
I think it'd be good to do that, but I'm almost wondering if we wouldn't want to do a mailer just to do due diligence
yeah.
to, I don't know, I'm just asking, but just like as a, if we could do a mailer that comes, you know, like a survey mailer to
so potentially people could fill out the survey that are not city residents.
Yes.
So that kind of might
yeah.
be a problem.
I mean, we'd have to emphasize.
I wonder if you could just direct it to the city. Well, the same thing if it's on a website, right? Anybody can fill it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Because I know the county does that for like their, what was the last one that they did? The
capital
improvement plan.
But someone from California can get on their website.
Yeah, you just need the QR code or the address for it.
Mm. But like Charlie said, we could emphasize, you know, that this is for
city only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Current residents.
Right. What would it cost to bulk mail it out to all the city? Have we done anything like your city residents?
Like when we did the water rate increase
right.
notifications and things like that.
It's about $1,500.
Yeah.
Okay. I almost wonder if we shouldn't really do that.
Got
for
the
due
budget
diligence.
For it.
Yeah, but we do. And I
and really all you need is just a postcard type thing, I would think.
I would send the survey. I don't
That's
know.
That's what I'm saying. I would literally send
okay.
the survey.
Send the
it
survey.
Doesn't really cost
envelope.
With a return envelope.
Mm-hmm.
That might cost a little more.
Well, we got $20,000 to work with, and I think we've spent maybe $1,700, so...
It just seems like if we did that, at least we could show that we've done our due diligence
yeah.
of trying
right.
to, you know, get to everybody. I mean, I still like the fact of making sure it's on your website as far as knowing what the questions are. But I think if they, you're right, if they do that, we could have a group that just bashes it in there and wants to.
Yeah, I mean, I could just, like, let people know that it's coming and just
yeah.
try to get the word out. We don't even have to post the survey itself, just some
that it's coming.
Saying, yeah.
That'd probably be the better thing, I think, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I could just, because I was thinking the chamber, I can probably put something on their email, not email, Facebook page, too.
And then when we wanted to go live or whatever, I can put it on our Facebook page, or not Facebook, but sorry, website. And you can direct people.
Yeah.
This is where they can go to fill out the survey.
What are you thinking for timeline? When the survey will be ready.
Before the end of March, I think.
We already have a good one ready that you guys
We've got a base of one. Yeah.
So, I mean, we can just review that again, and just we could just use that one. I think it was what, 3 pages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, that won't be hard to mail out. Was it 3 pages, Len?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of nice to get
one, two,
get them back three. Before our next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is the next meeting?
Fourth Wednesday.
Fourth Wednesday of March, yeah. So it's going to be the 26th.
And we can, I mean, if you guys tell me you're good with the survey tomorrow, Cassie and I can start working on it and get it out.
Questions like this, then I'm probably missing the whole point, but why would we ask questions like, I believe that law enforcement in our community is more than adequate, adequate, less than adequate, inadequate, no opinion. Or, I believe that the maintenance of streets and sidewalks in our community is more than adequate, adequate. What could we possibly be wanting that for? Unless there's some sort of magical cross-reference to
those
questions.
Does it ask if they want a different type of city government? I guess that's on the first part.
That would be more stuff they told us we're not dealing with, right?
We're not dealing with it. Yeah, no matter what kind of city government.
But this is their survey they created.
Well, I would ask them
only thing I could see is if the county was doing one too and we were looking at
combining.
Like the police, like combining those services. But since the county's not doing that, I don't think we need to put that on there.
They're not all like that. You know, in general, how responsive is your government to your needs? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Is your municipality government adequately protecting the public health and safety of its citizens? And that's not a... That doesn't give any...
any departments or anything. But
it doesn't give multiple choice. That's a right-ear answer. In providing essential services, does your local government make good use of the taxes and fees it collects? Maybe. Okay. In your opinion, how fair is your town government in dealing with all residents of the community? I think that's a decent question. Is the local government representative of the whole community? And then that's multiple choice. And this was probably too much for a lot of people. Would change the number of council members or change their term of office? Would a change in the number of commissioners or council members or a change in the term of office provide effective representation of neighborhoods and communities? Should the elected officials of your community or city government run for office on a partisan or nonpartisan ballot? Should the elected officials of your county or city government run for office in districted, ward-based, or at-large elections? Would community councils keep local elected officials aware of neighborhood and community problems?
That could open a can of worms.
We don't have community councils, and that would be like kind of ward. That'd be like ward councils.
Yeah.
Or neighborhood councils. I don't know what we'd get back from people that would help us, other than we just want to let them make them feel good. So they can fill out a survey.
Seems to me they should ask a question. Are you okay with a...
Do you like the current form of government?
Right, yeah.
Does it seem to be meeting your need, or the needs of the community?
Here's one. If I had to vote tomorrow, I'd vote to keep the government, keep town government the same as it is now, make a few changes in town government, make major changes in town government, completely change the form and powers of town government, no opinion or don't know.
See, that's what it seems like that what we're asking for. That's kind of in a nutshell.
Yeah, something like that would be my first question almost.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely maybe look over that survey.
If we can get it down to maybe one page.
One page would be a good idea. And then another good idea might be, and we talked about when we wanted to do that public hearing, it'd be nice to slip that in with the Valor too, letting them know when the public hearing's going to be.
Would we wait till we got that survey back to do the public hearing? or does it, would it make any difference? Are they connected?
Yeah, the public hearing won't be till like May or something.
Yeah.
But while I'm already sending this mailer out to every single person that lives here,
we
could
just
stick
a notice in there that public hearing
will
be held on.
There will be a public hearing. Mm-hmm. Maybe even if we don't put the date, we can just say sometime in May. Or I don't know.
We
just
get to have a date. Yeah.
We're spending the money. We might as well give them as much information.
Much
that
information.
Don't we have the date already picked?
I can't remember.
I think we
just
we did all those dates.
Our timetable. I can't remember if we. Where are you?
Smile when
sounds
you
sounds like, a good place to be in May.
Pretty honest. It's been a good place to be the last 2 weeks.
Well, yeah.
With my wife, and I'd be home to go to meetings and stuff.
Are you going to meetings in Florida when you're going to May?
No.
No.
I had to stay home for council meetings and staff meetings and stuff that I'm supposed to do. June took
the grandkids
our
and went to Florida.
And, went to Florida for 2 weeks. But she ordered some windows and stuff that we're going to have put in May. And so she's got to be there for that. She doesn't need me along, though, to be honest with you.
She likes you, though. Are you guys going somewhere warm?
St. Thomas.
Oh, my goodness.
When do you go?
Friday.
All right.
Georgian Islands, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Nice place to get out of town.
I haven't either.
When it's
like
put
this.
A snow or two.
We just got back from Cabo. We go there every year in February. I really like it. Quick flight down there. Okay. I was just looking it up on our website real quick.
Oh, the timeline?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on my phone. So.
I almost wonder if it would help to put like a summary of what the study commission is doing and what we're looking at too with the survey, because I don't think a lot of people know. And I mean, or maybe we take whatever you write in the paper and
well, we could
condense it, you know, or make a small little article or something, just because when you get a survey and you really don't know why you're even asking.
Beginning of April, it says the first public hearing.
So we don't have a date set.
We don't have a date actually set yet. We just say beginning of April. We have to get a lot of stuff together before we have our first public hearing. It may not happen in April. It's not like
It's set in concrete.
This was set in stone, right.
Maybe we should pick a date.
We could probably do it towards the end of April.
Yeah.
I would think that would give us enough time to get most of that stuff in.
It's almost March. So 2 months.
We'd only have one more meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well,
and then in mid-April we're supposed to adopt a tentative report, and beginning of May would be the second public hearing.
We were awfully optimistic in our timeline, I think.
And then on May 28th we're supposed to adopt the final report and be done. Basically, if there was no change.
If there was no changes to the government.
We did this before we knew what we were doing?
Yes.
Before we took our class?
Yeah, before you did all that lovely educational information online? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if there's no change, the report's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. And the first, and like we said, public hearing is to establish.
You know.
And if no one shows up,
right,
that's
we don't
probably
get a lot
the answer
of
to that
back,
question.
So, yeah,
at the end of the process, you guys make the recommendation. And you're not bound. You know, if we get two or three flaming citizens that want us to go under communist rule or something, we don't have, you know, the commission still is not bound to follow.
The loud squeaky wheels.
Right.
And it still has to be put on the ballot.
You guys are against everything. So, yeah.
I think we could still kind of meet that timeline, mm-hmm. because I think if we get that survey out in the next couple of weeks to both the citizens and the public and have them.
Yeah, because if we do.
Send them back.
Yeah, if we do the survey, we get those back, we have a public hearing, I feel like we've done
we've done quite a bit
to establish what everybody's opinion is,
and then we could have that first public hearing to see if there's anybody that's
right.
wants to go to a different forum.
We probably need to be ready to explain, at least to some level, what the different, what the choices would be. Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if we can't have, if you could write that up in a newspaper article so people can.
Yeah, right before the public hearing. Like
or even before that, just so they can, the people that are interested in it can actually go out and research it and and think about it.
There's because there's a whole website that
and
they can go.
I have links to all that on our website as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if someone
there's
really,
tons of information if you want it.
If you want it, right. But sometimes people just want someone to tell them, so they don't have to do that. So,
of course.
But I think getting the hearing back, doing the survey, we would have the information we needed, do the public hearing, and then we should be able to, that point, have enough information to create a report, right?
I think so.
And then it says may have a second public hearing. So between the first public hearing and the second public hearing, we just have to create the report.
So you have two public hearings in May?
One in April, and then we would take all that information, and then we would decide and create a tentative report, and then we would have to have the second public hearing, letting everyone know what the report is, and let them give their comment or whatever, and then right after that, we can just adopt our report, and then we just basically provide it to the county clerk, saying whatever that is, and then. So, yeah, I think we still could.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Because you actually sent out the last couple of study commission's reports to me, didn't you?
Yes.
As in the minutes?
The old ones.
The old ones.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. And I read it. It's not anything about what a report is supposed to be. I don't think they had any direction.
I think there's more direction.
I know. I signed it, and I don't know what it was.
But reading, but reading it, the stuff it was talking about
in
that report.
That's the thing I noticed is you were on each one of them.
What are we going to do without Webb in this town? Like,
most pretty people are ready to find out.
Yeah, Webb, you've obviously been through this a lot, and we're not exactly excited about doing it again.
No.
but do you feel like, what kind of impression are you getting right now? Was there momentum before in previous commissions?
No,
it was always like this? There wasn't much word from the public? There wasn't...
You can't, you know, this is complicated. You can keep in mind the public... doesn't really understand the current form of government. So to contrast that with what the possible alternative forms of government are, and to be able to grasp what the nuances are between those, I'm saying it's not possible unless you dedicate hours and hours. Looking at you guys, we went through these six training modulars, and I'm saying I'm on the cusp of knowing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame the public for not wanting to get real excited about a change. You know, unfortunately, our Constitution says every 10 years you got to vote on it. You got to put it out for the vote. And equally unfortunate, and I don't know how you want to say this without keeping me out of trouble, but you know, 11 more people voted to have the study than to not have the study out of 400 and some voters. So that's why we go through this. You know, I'm not enthused about it. I think it's a monumental expenditure of good people's time and energy and money. And we've got basically two choices. We can stay with general governing powers like we have, or we can go to self-governing powers, and we basically keep the general governing power without making any changes. We go self-governing powers without making any changes. Don't know why a person would do that unless they wanted to make some sort of change. And the only changes that I've heard that were from other people, you know, they want their council to have more control over property rights of others. Basically, I'm not for that. So, you know, at the end of the day, when we get all this done, I think I'm just ex officio at you guys' study commission. But at the end of the day, what we come out of this with, I believe, is maybe a little better understanding what kind of government we have. But
at least,
you know, Sheree and I have, we've discovered there was that whole list of different choices that you had under self-governing power. We had to straighten some of that out because we didn't have that. It still said that
found a document from the 40s that said that we are at large.
That we're at large, and then we have partisan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have partisan.
And then you
elections.
Find another document from the 70s that shows that we are by ward, and that we're nonpartisan. But I can't find any proof, any resolutions, any ordinances, any documents signed that show that we move from one to the other. I mean, it's just, there's so many holes and gaps. And I was, after like days of research, I was just like, okay, Webb, I give up.
But we are getting some of that straightened out, yep. Regardless of what you guys do. So.
And that's a good thing.
It is.
I think the training that they probably have is helpful, because that's probably where a lot of that loopholes and blank spaces.
Well, and I'm sure that the possibility of those changes were in 76 when they did the new constitution and kind of put this process into that state code. And I'm sure.
And that's when people had to pick, right?
People had to pick and all that. So that's, to me, would be the logical time that that would have happened. But.
Yeah.
There's no paper, there's no proof.
And we were looking like our ordinances, the very first ordinance was establishing wards, wasn't it? Or our second ordinance ever for the city? Was it establishing
back in
our district? Right. So I'm like, okay, this makes no sense. But I can't find a copy of that ordinance. It's too old. Like, I don't know where it is. The first ordinance I actually have paper document on is ordinance 111. So there's 110 ordinances from the city that I don't know where they are. I have a list that says what they were about, you know, but that's it. Don't actually have physical. And now we scan in all of our ordinances, all of our resolutions. We've gone all the way back.
Did they go away in the fire?
No fire.
Oh, flood? What was it? Something?
Flood. Oh. Gosh, I wish we would.
I think they just got, you know, I think they just got misplaced. It's just weird because our files start at 111.
That's like a big gap.
Yeah. So.
What if they're at the museum? What if they're at the museum? You know, somebody would add this old box and says, hey, we don't want it. Just sort of give it to the museum.
They were in the Norton house.
Yes.
Yeah, they could have been. I'm just saying. We don't have any storage for this. Because the storage was tight over that old... at our old place before this one, right? I mean,
City Hall?
Yeah, it was really tight.
Remember that?
Yeah, and it was really tight. So if you had a bunch of banker's boxes...
We did have a flood there, yeah.
And we did have a flood.
That's what I bet.
So I bet it could have got wet, or
maybe
it could have... The whole box got tossed. Or put somewhere else, outside, because you just... There was so... It was such a tight space that I can't imagine having 100 years of
stuff.
You
know, that's not much. I can see, like, just literally one box. The first 100... Yeah. You know, 1 through 110 was in this box, and... Yeah, and it just, you know, disappeared.
Got wet and moldy. And
someone tossed it. Who knows? Luckily, with technology now, everything's scanned in, so if something happened, it's all on our server now, and that's something I started when I started working here. It's like, we got to start scanning this stuff.
So, Charlie, I don't know what you're going to tell your readers, but, you know, don't say that the mayor's against the whole process.
No. Although you did actively campaign against it.
You're right.
That wouldn't be a shocker.
You were there.
But no, at this point, what do you want our readers to know? I mean, I think the people who are paying attention aren't the people you're trying to reach. That's part of the problem, right? But what can be said right now as far as...
I think you should let people know that we're working on it.
Yeah.
And if they have any concerns, to contact one of us.
Yeah. The meetings are open, and the commissioners are accessible. I don't know if you want to put your own phone numbers in there, but
people can find me.
We know where you are.
It's on the school website. <It's>
You're probably the most accessible guy in town.
Probably the least called.
I do think that would help. I don't think most people, if we went around, if I asked people in the breweries a survey, what kind of government do we have? How many commissioners do we have? How many wards do we have? I don't think anybody, basically, they'll know we have a mayor. I don't know. They probably know we have council members. I doubt they know how many.
I bet they know we have one.
Yeah, but I just think people don't know, so maybe just kind of a overview of how we currently set up and who our department heads are. And I mean, because I don't think, you know, that hasn't gone out. Nobody really, you know, unless you're in the government.
I don't
want them to think that this isn't going to change any council members and isn't going to change any department heads.
That would be a separate topic almost.
Well,
and I think that's one of the things that this gets misused for.
Yeah, you don't come to this because you're mad because
you don't like the mayor and you want to go to a city manager for
You don't like the mayor.
But that's what I'm thinking.
This has nothing to do with water bills.
Increasing. But your other options, like have a city manager, which is going to cost, that would cost
a lot more
money, right? Because you still have, Billings still has a mayor to go do ribbon cuttings and stuff. Yeah. But then they have a city manager
The mayor makes $85,000 or something like that in Billings.
But he's a figurehead,
right? He's a figurehead.
Yeah. And then they have all these other people that
it's
do
the
all
mayor
this.
Job.
So I just don't know if they know, because we have so many people that move in and out of Columbus the people that have been here a lot would know, right? Yeah. If I call Maury, he's going to know everything about it, right? But if I go talk to somebody that's been here for 2 years that's moved
they
in.
They probably don't care.
Well, they might care, but they don't really know, and they probably, they're probably not going to take the time to walk up here and ask you, how's our town set up? And unless they've got something they don't like and they want to run for a position, but unless they're actually running for a position, I doubt that they really know. I'm not saying they don't maybe want to know, but.
Yeah, I guess what is the best way to just say what kind of form of government we have? Just put it the simplest way possible.
Okay, we have general governing powers, which allows us to do everything that the Montana Code Annotated allows.
And we're mayor, council.
Mayor.
Executive
commission.
Executive commission. The council being the commission, the mayor being
the executive.
And then your legal is your attorney, city attorney's part of that, right? That's the other third. That's the third thing.
Yeah, executive and legislative.
Yeah, so that's your other third one.
It's not the city attorney, it's the judge.
The judge. Okay.
And you have two council members per ward.
Yep.
Yes.
And an at-large.
No
at-large. Okay.
Just two per ward.
And we're non-partisan.
So we have general governing powers in a commission executive form of government. That sound right?
Mm-hmm. And it's been that way for how long?
Since the beginning.
I think since the beginning. Even though I have contradicting information, we're going to say from the beginning.
Probably the question would only need to be asked back to
76.
72,
the
new commissioner.
And there's 126 municipalities, 123, something like that. 85 or 87 of them have just exactly what we have. There are others that have changed, but some of them are, the big six, Billings, Butte, the six biggest cities in Montana, are form of government probably wouldn't work as well. Like Bozeman has a study commission going both at the county level and the city level, and they're
struggling.
They're gonna have a terrible time. There's two there's two consolidated consolidated city and county governments, Butte Silver Bow and Anaconda Deer Lodge, that have a consolidated government. But for the most part, we're we're the
typical,
you know, kind typical of form. Default form.
And I wasn't it kind of set up as this was the default, like back in the 70s, and then it was like you either take this you decide to change, and we were just like, oh, we'll take this, we're good. I think is how that happened.
That was my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So game plan then, I guess. We just need to figure out a survey so you can get it to me so we can get it in the mail. Public hearing, do you want to pick a day on that?
I lost your phone.
I left it at home. How can I survive? You know, I'm in Florida in April. Or not Florida. Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Oahu.
What? But what time is it?
Oh, when are we leaving? The 15th through the 21st, I think.
Okay.
You want to try for the 9th?
I thought we were going to do it at the end of the month so we had time. No?
It doesn't matter.
I just thought so we had time to get all the surveys back.
I think after that probably would be...
Because our normal meeting would be on the 23rd.
Back the 22nd.
So we can do the 23rd is your next meeting?
Do you want to do it the 23rd?
Or April. I'm looking at April.
We have a meeting in March.
Yeah, that is our meeting, standard meeting. Can we have the standard meeting in the...
We could do it.
On the 23rd?
We could do it before.
When do you say you come back, Karen? On the
22nd.
22nd.
I mean, I...
And you leave on the 15th?
Yeah.
Wonder if we did it on the 14th at the public hearing. Before you left. Because
that's what I do the night before.
right before you go on a big vacation.
I won't have anything to do that night.
Yeah, so maybe that's not a good idea. I'm just trying to think if we have the public hearing, then we want to have time to kind of look through all that stuff so that when we sit down on the 23rd, because that's when we're going to start trying to compile our report, right?
Yeah.
So that's why
How about
the
9th or 10th?
Do we have to have the report done before the public hearing?
No.
The second public hearing. Not the first one. But it would be kind of nice to have that public hearing before we had our meeting, just so we could... Because now we get the surveys, now we've had the public hearing, so now you guys can all get back together and kind of decide which direction you want to go with the report. I mean, I think the 9th, 10th, anytime that week would be good, because we'll get the surveys out next week. I mean, if you guys give me the stuff, we'll get it done.
I say the 9th. Well, let's see what it's saying here. Tuesdays or Thursday evenings are better.
That was their suggestion, I think.
Tuesday or what?
Tuesday or Thursday.
Maybe the 10th then, huh?
I'm good on the 10th.
I'm good. Do we want to do...
Missing beers, but other than that...
You got a staff meeting that day.
That's okay.
No, you don't. I don't. You don't have a staff meeting that day.
What time you think?
Did we say the 11th?
The 10th.
10th.
And that's your public hearing?
Yes.
We probably
want
to do it
hearing.
In the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. 6 or 7?
Yeah, I'd say 6.
6?
No. You're one of those out of town
people. Just saying. Some people do eat supper. Whatever you want.
I don't know if I have a food truck.
To me, 6 and 7. Oh, there we go. We got the budget.
We didn't say we wanted people to come.
We don't want the whole town to show up.
Right.
What were we just talking about? We were talking about something, doing food for something else. Oh, it was baseball. Travis, he said, I'll tell people, you know, help come volunteer for something or whatever. They eat the pizza and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
They lock the door as soon as they come.
Don't give them the pizza till they get cleaned up.
Right.
I'd say 7 because that, like I said, we're better in the community, and that gives people time to get here,
get home, get settled.
That's consistent with the city.
And that's what we do. Yeah. Okay.
April 10th.
Yep.
We probably should have a date for the May one, too, right? So when we tell people that that's a hearing, that they'll know when the next one is? Or
oh, for May?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because it depends on how long it takes us to write our report.
Well, if everybody comes in and says that they want to change, then we're going to have to...
Then our report, okay. Yeah, then
you're
it may be...
change the whole direction.
It may be months before we get our report done.
Okay.
Plan to have the survey out before your March 26th meeting?
Yeah.
It'd be as soon as I can get it back from you guys, Cassie and I will put it together, and then I'll put something in there too. Should we put something in there? Like, obviously, when the public hearing's going to be, but maybe I should put a little blip in there about what kind of current government we're at. I can type something up. Yeah, I mean, maybe I should kind of think about.
That wouldn't be a bad thing to do.
Typing something to put up with the survey. And then if you guys think, I'll type something up and send it to you, and you guys can critique me.
Yep.
Do you want coffee?
Yes.
I
just found one. I'm good.
Okay.
Always find mine in my other vehicle.
Well, that sounds like a good game plan to me.
Thank you.
Do you think we need posters or anything like that put up around or no?
It's up to you guys, I guess.
I don't know. I just remember when we were going through that course, there was lots of stuff about different
putting
ways.
Stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like it's always good to cover all the mediums, all the bases.
Yeah, because
people get their
news
every different which way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of those suggestions. Feed them, have giveaways for the meeting to cut. I mean, basically bribing them to get them in.
I mean, the survey is going to touch every single person that lives here when we mail it to them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be.
As long as they open it. And then that's not our concern if they don't.
Yep.
Right. But then we can say, you know, we emailed this to all 900 and,
yeah,
you know.
That's a good point. That's probably
true.
Yeah.
Does it go to every mailbox in town?
Yeah, what we'll do is every single person has water and sewer in the city will get a mailer.
Okay.
And even if they just have, like, so we have, like, some lots in town that just have nothing on it, but they still have to pay storm drain, they'll get one.
Okay.
So now if someone owns a lot in town, but it's not established, you know, doesn't have anything on it, they won't get one because we don't even know who they are.
If they don't,
they're not in our system.
And
yeah.
They probably aren't a city resident at that point unless they own another lot that has a house.
Right. So they'd be getting.
Yeah.
So it will hit pretty much everyone.
Okay. Do we need to memorialize that in a motion?
About the survey?
What we're doing?
Or?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Do we?
Okay.
We're not really.
Okay. Any other public comment then? Announcements?
I guess March 26th, 4 p.m. for next meeting.
Yep.
I move we adjourn.
Okay.
My second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Happy to.
I knew we were going to have someone from the public here today.
Well, happy to help get the word out.